This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday that it was aware of blood clot concerns linked to a specific batch of AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine, but it maintained that experts believed that the benefits outweighed the risks. According to WHO data, hundreds of millions of doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered globally. No one has died from any of the jabs, spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris told journalists during a regular briefing in Geneva. Her comments coming after several European countries suspended inoculation campaigns as a precaution.
As of 9th March, there have been over 268 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines administered since the start of the pandemic. That's based on data reported to WHO by national governments. No causes of death have been found to have been caused by COVID-19 vaccines to date.
Dr. Harris noted that the WHO's Independent Expert Global Advisory Board, SAGE, was currently assessing reports on the AstraZeneca vaccine and that their findings would be made public as soon as possible. Blood clotting episodes are also common in people, so it's not clear if this was something that was going to happen or whether the vaccine was responsible, the WHO spokesperson added. As of Friday, the 12th of March, there have been more than 118 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 globally, including 2.6 million deaths. After a decade of war in Syria, 9 in 10 children still inside the country are in need of help, UN humanitarians have warned. Citing a triple crisis of violence, economic misery and the COVID-19 pandemic, UN Children's Fund UNICEF said on Friday that families have been pushed to the brink of despair. 2 out of 3 families cannot meet their basic needs, according to the agency's representative in Syria, Bo Victor Nyland. He said that nearly 12,000 children have been confirmed killed or injured in Syria since 2011, 1 every 8 hours, but the actual number is likely to be much higher. The new coronavirus had led to more negative coping mechanisms, including an increase in child marriage and children as young as 7 going to work. According to UNICEF, the price of the average food basket in Syria has increased by more than 230% in the last year. This has left more than 500,000 children under 5 suffering from stunting. The agency needs $1.4 billion to respond to the people of Syria and neighbouring countries this year. To Somalia, finally, where tens of thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes because of extreme water shortages. Since November 2020, 83,000 people have been displaced to search for water, according to the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. That number is likely to increase as latest weather forecasts indicate below average rainfall during the current rainy season from March to June. Pre-drought conditions are already in place in Somaliland, Puntland, and 34 districts in Somalia are also suffering following poor seasonal rains in 2020. Here's spokesperson Jens Lack.
We have recorded 83,000 people who have been internally displaced because of these extreme water shortages. But this is a moving number, because people are basically picking up sticks and moving away from where there's no water, trying to find water.
An estimated 2.7 million Somalis are expected to face crisis levels of food insecurity between April and June, a more than 65% increase from current levels. OCHA reported that its $1 billion appeal for Somalia is only 2.5% funded. Daniel Johnson, UN News.